The sky is so starless. Baby, the sky is so starless. Baby, you got me growing heartless. So heartless, girl, it's starless. Starless, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's up, what's up? Welcome back. We are back. It's the Red Light Special. I know it's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you, but you put all that blame on me. You like that, Chris?
Sounds like a late night, like, sexy talk. That was a little weird.
Yeah, but it was a Rakim lyric. How I turn Rakim into R&B? It's been a long time.
Oh, God.
Shouldn't have left you without a strong rhyme to step to. Look, nah, but what you just heard was Starless by Jake and Popeyes, our theme song.
And our guys.
Yeah, those are the homies, man. They out there killing it. So shout out to Jake and Pop. I see them too. They out there on live video. We on this live video app.
Yeah.
I got to do it more, but check me out on live video. If you get that app, check me out. I'm definitely doing some things that nobody has ever seen me do before. And I haven't been like publicizing exactly what I'm doing on it, but it's just real different. People going to bug out.
What's it like, Snapchat?
Yeah. I don't know if they want me to say that. No, it's not like Snapchat. No, it's a video app, so you can record 2 minutes of live video at a time.
Does it stay up?
And it stays up.
Forever?
And the video stays up forever.
Until you delete it?
Yeah, and I don't even know how to delete it, so I probably couldn't even delete the videos that
That's
I put up.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So no regrets?
No regrets at all. Sway's on it. Lil Wayne is on it. Mac Miller's on it. It's like slow building, but it's like a Sway be on it heavy. Sway be like, I'm ringside at the Andre Ward fight. And
yeah.
Then be in the ring and shit.
Well, Sway moves around so much. I feel like, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff he could put up on there. So.
Yeah, nah, I haven't seen the homie in a minute, but we got to get up soon. Congratulations to him, though. Sway is over at VH1 now.
I saw.
And he's also an executive producer at VH1, so it's not just in front of the camera, it's behind the camera. Ooh,
which is kind of what he's wanted to do that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been kind of behind a couple of things, so I feel like he's slowly making his transition into that. I don't know if it's going to be like a full transition, but he's always doing something.
It's going to be something.
Yeah.
It's good to see that come to fruition. But we're here. Really sorry about the delay. Shout out to Nyomza.
Who? Say it again.
What? I said it, right?
Say it again.
Nyomza. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I like how her name sounds. Like it's different. I like when she says it though. She has like that deep what is it? Albanian.
Yeah.
Albanian accent.
She has a dope name. Now listen, I definitely practice her name a lot before we recorded with her. She's on Remember, which is Mac Miller's label, man. Really dope vocalist, singer, songwriter. Definitely hit Mac up a couple times. How you say your name again?
Yeah.
Yo, Q, call me. I got it. So I definitely had to practice that because you don't want to like mess up nobody's name during it.
Yeah, definitely not. And a lot of people sometimes take insults. Some people don't care. Mm-hmm. Some people take insults. But shout out to Ye Ali too. We also had him recently on the podcast and he's dropping his solo project very soon. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Should we just tell him the trick? The magic trick? We definitely haven't been on for a while. But the Ye Ali episode and the Nyomza episode we recorded the same night. We put them out week after week. We didn't want to fool you guys.
Low-key, I kind of put Nyomza's jacket on to have a different shirt in the picture.
Yeah, it was crazy. I don't think we fooled anybody, though.
No,
because
definitely not.
We took the pictures in the same room.
Yeah.
I was definitely wearing the same thing twice.
It was funny, too. We had a lot of laughs. Definitely a lot of laughs that night.
No.
And shout out to Keenan. I bumped into an old friend from high school.
Right.
Well, yeah, Lee actually had his camera guy. Turned out to be somebody I went to high school with. So shout out to Keenan and everything he does in the film business.
That's dope. Yo, Ali, XXL just put out their freshman list where this is the round where like they get people to vote for that 10th spot. So they put like 100 people on the site. And Ali is on. I guess in consideration to be a freshman.
Hopefully he moves forward.
Let me pull up the freshman list. There goes something to talk about. Let's look at how many of our people, because when I was at XXL, they wouldn't let us, it was just a rule not to put R&B people on the cover. It was just rappers.
Unwritten rule?
No, it was a written rule. It was.
That's wild.
Yeah, it was totally.
I didn't know that.
But you know, music changes. They had to change that. You know, so I think shortly after I left is when they started putting R&B artists on the cover. So August Alsina has been on the cover before. Shout out to August. He's been on the show, friend of the room. Ty Dolla Sign's been on the cover. And so now
Ty
like,
Dolla Sign is so dope.
Nah, for real. And he's about to put out, is it out yet? Free TC, he's re-releasing it.
I don't think so. A deluxe edition. Is that the one that's coming out with 4 new songs or something like that? Yeah.
Let's look it up. I want to see this XXL freshman. I think it's dope that they're putting R&B artists on the cover.
I mean, we talk about how R&B is so connected into, you know, every other genre of music now. So, especially rap and hip hop. So,
yeah,
it's only a matter of time before that kind of happened.
For sure. The internet and engine room is slow. But I saw Ye Ali up there. I saw Bryson on the list. Bryson would be amazing. I don't know if he'll do it though.
You don't think so?
Nah. Bryson might need his own cover soon.
I mean, I don't know if he would like not do it though.
A lot of people turn it down. Let's see. We're just talking about the singers that we know about. Anderson Paak.
Okay.
Definitely deserving.
Malibu is so good.
Yeah, Bryson Tiller. It's funny, they got Caden, Consequence's son. He's like 4 on the fresh. I might just vote for him just because. Shout out to Cons.
Just because.
Drum. I like the cha-cha. Did I tell you about the first time I met Drum?
I see what you... What?
Did I tell you about the first time I met Drum?
No. Yeah, you told him what you didn't like about the song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so mad at that
Where
record.
Where were you again? You were at a festival.
We were in Atlanta. We had a birthday bash in Atlanta, and the cha-cha record, it was like, I was like, Dominicans know cha-cha, B.
Daisy would know she's Dominican.
Daisy, you Dominican? Shout out to Daisy.
Damn, that was a perfect time to chime you in.
She said, I'm not going to talk. Somebody say Dominicans?
Do Dominicans cha-cha? We do the bachata. I see. Yeah. Difference. Big difference.
Nah, yeah. I was like, a Dominican that resembles Taina. I was like, Taina was Puerto Rican, bro. Like, you fucking the whole shit up. He was like, man, look, I'm from Virginia. We don't got a lot of.
Yeah, I remember you said he was real honest about it. Like,
nah,
man.
Yeah, he's cool, man. Shout out to Drum. Who else? There's not a ton of R&B on this list, but.
Oh, Amir Obe's on there, right?
Yep.
We're looking at the same thing?
Mm-hmm. LA is on there.
Is he?
Yep. Shout out to LA.
I've been trying to tell people about LA. Yeah. I mean, he's slowly blowing up.
J Soul from Toronto. Have you heard about J Soul yet?
No.
J Soul's the new Cash Money just signed him. Birdman, I think he's part of Rich Gang. Our boy Jacquees is on there. I wouldn't be mad if Quees is on there.
I wouldn't either. I don't know if it's not enough people know about Mood or not enough people like. I don't know, but everybody that I've played it around, they're like, yo, who's this?
That shit is dope.
They like it. I think it's super
dope. He dug in though, man. He definitely, him and, I don't know, you saw a couple weeks ago, him and Eric Bellinger was throwing shots at each other.
It was him, Eric, and Tory all the time.
And Tory, yeah. I hit Eric up like, yo, what you doing, bro? Eric was like, yo. He was ready, man. happy belated birthday to Eric Bellinger,
right.
Too. Jacquees is up there from Toronto.
Still in Love by Jacquees is an amazing record. I don't know if you've heard it.
Yep, I heard it.
But if you've heard, okay. That song is, I'm still obsessing over it.
Yeah.
I heard it a couple weeks ago, and I've not been able to like press stop since. I want to hear more from him.
He has the Our Future record. He came to Genius. Yeah. KR is on it.
Who is KR? You know,
I've been fucking, waving the KR flag for a minute, man. So shout out to him. Let me see who else. I think that's about it. I don't want to go through the whole list, but you can check it out at XXL. Yeah, so they're going to get you to go on their site and vote, and they're going to pick who they want to pick anyway, I'm sure.
Yeah. Eric Bellinger's up there.
EB's up there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Eric Bellinger's up there. Okay. It's a good list.
Who you like, Daisy? Who we voting for, Daisy? She's like, what? She's my... Tim Vocals is up there. Oh, man. It's like Tory Lanez is up here. It's going to be good. They could just R&B this list out.
Is this Kyle Super Duper Kyle?
Yeah.
Super Duper Kyle.
He be rapping. Yeah, yeah. Ali, though, is up there.
Lil Uzi Vert. Okay, that's not R&B, but still. Yeah. I just got a little ratchet for a second.
All right. Listen, I mean, I like Bryson. I think Bryson deserves it if he wants to be up there. I think Tory deserves it. I think Eric Bellinger deserves it. Man, they could R&B the whole cover this year. Daisy, who you listening to right now?
Bryson Tiller.
Are you listening to Bryson Tiller still?
Yeah, I know, right? It's all on the radio every day. All day.
I wish they would pick a new single. Don is dope, but like... Now?
That one in Exchange, they keep playing.
They just starting to put up Exchange. Yeah, nah, that's dope. Shout out to Bryson, man. Have you heard Division yet?
No. I took a listen to, right before this session, to that one song. You mentioned liking a specific song on there.
Oh, Too Deep. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I think it's Division. It's DVSN. I didn't listen to OVO Radio this weekend, but... I saw everybody on Twitter talking about it, so, you know, I listened.
Yeah. What you think?
Duo on OVO. They got, like, a Maxwell vibe to them. It sounds cool. I seen people already like, yo, this is a classic. I'm not ready to say that just yet. I got to listen to it more. But I like the fact that they take chances, that they're not sounding like everything that's out now. It's not Trap and B. Like, yeah. It's a lot more rooted in, like, R&B soul. I hear a little bit of gospel in there. Like, I hear, like, a heavy Maxwell influence, which I can appreciate. But I don't want to sell it like that neither, because when you talk about Maxwell, you talking about the highest.
That's
of the
a high standard. But I think to say, like, it resembles and has, like, somewhat of a similar sound is enough, you know, because I definitely did hear that. It's the high-pitched, you know, and then also the choir-like sound, so that's... The gospel that you were talking about. So I think, you know, it's different. I got to really hear it. Again, I only heard like a snippet of a couple songs. But it sounds cool.
Yeah, that, what's it called? It's called Too Deep.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, it is crazy because it's about, so Too Deep is basically them singing about a relationship that they're in too deep. You know, it's a relationship that they're just very rooted in this relationship. So they're in too deep. But then the girl is telling him, don't pull out of the relationship. But then it has this double sexual metaphor. I was like, oh, okay, that's clever.
Yeah.
So it's like little things in, like that in songwriting that I really appreciate. Like, you go the extra mile to, like, on the surface, it sounds like one thing and you're saying two things at one time. So they got some joints. I like the Try Effortless joint. And Angela is probably like my favorite off of that album so far, but I'm still getting into it. I'm not ready to call it a classic just yet. I mean
it's been out, what, a few days?
Yeah, it came out Saturday. Listen, guys, I know it's on OVO. Drake is the fucking man, all right? But we don't got to be like classic or trash on the first day. I'm gonna sit with it just because it's OVO. I'm not gonna be like, yo, it's a classic.
I think people need to give a little more time into albums, especially an album, like a full album. You know, kind of just sit with it and hear it. Even when I really like something, I can't call it a classic.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to give it time.
Right. What's the last classic you heard?
That I've listened to recently?
Yeah, that you was like, yo, this is a classic.
That's tough.
It's okay.
I feel like people make classic albums anymore.
Nah, people still make classic albums.
Classic? I don't think anything's really sat enough to, like, for people to hang on to it.
You know what? They're going to hate me for this one. This is me personally speaking for me. This is Rob speaking for Rob. Trap Soul is a classic to me. To me, I don't care if you agree, disagree out there. Like, it's an album that I find myself, I keep coming back to. I keep listening. I don't skip a song. Like, it's been in my rotation since it came out, and Daisy agrees with me.
I do.
See? You looked at me kind of crazy, though.
For me?
Yeah.
Nah.
You don't got to agree.
It's not that I don't agree, and I don't agree either. I don't know yet that I can still... Like I said, Trap Soul came out this year. I want to know if next year, you know what I mean, at the end of next year, I'm still going back to it. You know, that's what I consider a classic.
Well, it came out last year. What? It hasn't been out a full year is what you're saying.
Right. Okay. I want to go into next, like, yeah, I know we say year, and sometimes I think of, like, the winter time as the end, I mean, it is the end of the year, but I don't know. I feel like when I go back into R&B, I go back into albums that I haven't listened to in a couple years, and it's like, it makes me reminisce. That to me is a classic. You know what I mean? Do I think Bryson Tiller's Trap Soul has potential of people considering a classic? Hell yeah. It's a great album. When it first came out, I couldn't turn it off. I was playing it front to back, no skips, repeat. But I don't know. I gotta let that kind of linger.
I never stopped playing it, but I'll take that for me. I know Budden is probably gonna talk shit.
No debate.
Twitter probably gonna talk shit. I don't care about your opinion, bro. I'm saying for me and my life and what I'm going through and what I've been through, this album speaks to me.
See, like, I go into, and this is an album that I go into all the time. Like, especially when I'm, like, quiet time, lone time, Toni Braxton Secrets. I can go back into that album.
That was a tough album.
Literally just, that's, to me, that's a classic. That will never get old to me.
That was with Unbreak My Heart.
Right.
You Making Me High was on that album, too?
Yep, You're all Making right, Me yeah, High.
Yeah, yeah. That's a dope album. That's how I feel about Usher's Confessions.
Love Me Some Him. That's like...
Oh, see, look. Daisy said she's not going to talk. And I said, Trap Soul, she made a noise. And I said, Usher Confessions.
They're my favorites.
Speak about it.
Usher Confessions.
Speak about it. Daisy, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Yeah? Welcome to the Red Light Special.
My first time here.
Daisy, just for y'all, Daisy is just the homie. Mm-hmm. Right? Kristen and Daisy are good friends.
Yeah. Confuses for sisters all the time.
Yep.
She doesn't sing. She doesn't.
No, sorry, guys.
We don't have a musical guest this week. We're just hanging out, just talking some shit.
Mm-hmm. Daisy and I will be in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Mid-April.
Yeah.
What? Are you promoting something? Is there a party? Is
that like, watch out
you
for
catch
us.
Me and Daisy in L.A.
Yeah, okay, that's exactly it.
Can't talk about it.
You can find us in L.A. the next week.
Whoa.
No, we're just going to have some fun. I'll hopefully get some work done out there. I'm trying to set up a couple meetings, possibly land an agent. I don't know. Right. Don't know yet.
That's dope.
That's the hopes, you know?
All right. Well, shit, we were speaking about, let's move on a little bit. Big news this weekend came out. Jhené Aiko, the homie. Big Sean, the homie. They're dropping an album, 2088, which will be out this Friday.
I'm excited for that.
I didn't see this coming.
I mean, I think it was meant to be like a surprise thing, right?
Well, I was mad because I'm Rob. So I hit up Jhené, I hit up Sean. I'm like, yo, you're not going to tell me I can't get a tip? Like,
yeah.
Pause.
really?
But a little bit. Are we okay? Shout out to Samir. Samir, my headphone felt like it blew up. I think it's just a headphone. There you go. It's just a headphone. Shout out to Samir. Samir holds us down every week, making sure the vocals sound
right.
We
love you, Samir.
But,
dearly.
Big Sean and Jhené. What do we think about this? Like, I feel like, before we go further, like, this is just the thing to do now, right? Is like, you know,
What?
We had The Throne, we had Kanye and Jay-Z years ago.
Oh, like joint albums?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Now Drake and Future. You know, before that, we had Best of Both Worlds with Jay. Jay probably, like, invented this shit. And 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne just dropped something. Collie Grove.
Mm.
And now we got Big Sean and Jhené. So it looks like, I feel like we're going to get a lot of these type of pairings.
But I don't think we've seen a pairing just like this. Like, Jhené is the R&B side, and I feel like Big Sean is Big Sean, you know? Mm. I get a balance of the two, because it's always, like you said, been kind of like a rapper, hip-hop artist, rapper. I don't feel like we've gotten too much of R&B joints.
Right. Well, Best of Both Worlds,
which was a long-ass time ago.
It wasn't that long. Listen, youngin'. All right. It made me feel old.
Do I call you an OG and get you upset?
Don't call.
Oh, all right, then. Don't throw shots.
I hate when they call me OG.
I know you do.
I ain't that old, man.
So what's the back me up, Daisy?
Daisy, cool. Listen, leave Daisy alone. See, on my side. Now, but Big Sean and Jhené. This makes a lot of sense to me, though. Like, I do say, like, I feel like this is gonna be a trend.
Yeah.
But so far they all made sense. Like, 2 Chainz and Wayne make sense to me if you know their history. Like, Big Sean and Jhené make a lot of sense to me because of their chemistry and their history. Like, they have a lot of dope joints and collaborations together already.
Yeah.
And I like the male-female dynamic of it, which I feel like is different. You know, I haven't heard nothing from the album yet, but, like, I know off of Sean's, off of Dark Sky Paradise was crazy.
Beware is one of my favorite songs, too. The way Janae Aiko just kind of, like, subtly, the whole time, she never really gets off that one little note. And I think it's super dope. So I think they're going to do.
Right, she got orange
hair.
Gotta
be good.
Now she looks like the girl from The Fifth Element.
Oh, my God. I feel like she looks. What's that cartoon? That cartoon with the girl with the orange hair, Kim Possible.
Kim Possible. Okay,
she has orange hair, right?
Yep.
Okay, yes, I'm not fucking.
Yeah. It also reminded me a little bit of, what was it, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind? Didn't she have like crazy color hair in that movie? You ever seen that movie with Jim Carrey?
No, I have not.
I don't
not.
Know why I caught a vibe. Maybe it's also because Janae is always.
Isn't there, who's the one with the orange hair in, isn't it, Pebbles, Bam Bam.
Yeah, we ain't the Flintstones. We ain't going
the
down.
Flintstones. Come on, Janae Aiko is super like fantasy like and like into all these characters and stuff. So I don't know what's the reason for the orange hair, but I feel like she's going after something like this to make us think. And
it's gonna be dope though. From what I'm hearing about the album though is, you know, I got like a little information on it, but it's gonna be like a relationship album. Like they're not necessarily going like song for song, but. That there's some type of real story here, and they're talking about a relationship. So
I'm ready for that.
It should be interesting.
I'm here for that.
It should be interesting. Daisy, what's up? What you looking at on your phone?
I was just checking my email.
Oh, you just checking your email? Anything good?
No, nothing fun.
What's in your iTunes? What's the last song you played?
Oh my God.
Let's see.
She said she wasn't gonna talk. She just came up here. Chilling with Kristen.
Yeah, I don't do good at these.
I'm thinking she was just gonna sit in the background. I'm like, nah, you come up to the red light section, you gonna talk.
Oh my God, you guys are gonna die.
What?
Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Nice.
Fire album. Which one?
I just closed it.
No pressure. No pun intended either, you know, but
God. Oh, Company.
Okay.
Which I love.
Fire.
But that was the last song, so
Chris, what you listening to now?
I'm listening to a bunch of Beats music.
Like on Beats music?
Yeah, oh, okay. I've been listening to that new girl. I don't know how to pronounce her name exactly. You know who I'm talking about?
I can't know what you're talking about.
I don't know how to pronounce her name, but she's on Beats One Radio. And she's from London, so she's got a dope London accent. And she plays a lot of good music, like artists that I've never. What?
Right. No, it's just awkward.
What's awkward?
That we don't even know her name.
I think because she has her show is new.
Okay.
So I think, I mean, I don't know her. Okay. I don't know. I listened to her show though. I don't know how to pronounce her name again, and I'm not gonna mess it up. So I don't know. But
it's not Nyonza, is it?
No, it's not. But it's But she has a, she played a record today. It's by Kygo and Labyrinth.
Yeah, I know Kygo.
A song called Fragile.
Okay.
So I'm like newly obsessed with that song. It's really dope. If you guys haven't heard it, listen to it. You won't be disappointed.
All right. There you go.
What are you listening to?
What am I listening
What's
to?
What's in your...
I've been, I looked at the last stuff I played was the Division album. Just trying to get into that and figure out what that is. It's crazy. Like, so it's a duo from Toronto. They signed the OVO. We talked about it earlier. And they're super mysterious. Like, not a lot of people know stuff about them.
Right.
And if I'm going to be honest, I'm kind of over that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, the whole mysterious vibe?
Yeah, the whole it worked for The Weeknd. And it was dope, but, you know, it's a little frustrating sometimes when artists, just in general, play keep away too much.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about earlier, it's like playing hide and seek. You ever somebody who hits so good, you just forgot to look for them?
No, it's true. And I think that comes from, like, just influence. You know, a lot of artists are influenced by how successful The Weeknd's been in doing that, and I always talk about the SoundCloud wave being very mysterious too. There are a lot of artists who you don't either know how to pronounce their name or you don't know who they are, where they're from. I remember when I first got put onto They, I'm like, who's They? Like, is it one person, two people? But they're dope.
Yeah, and shout to like, They
just don't know. It's that air of mystery. I do like the air of mystery, but I do agree with you. I think some people just don't need it. It's not working for them.
And I'm not saying this about division per se, but I think we're in an age where everybody wants to be mysterious. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of like in rap, the mixtape era, where like 50 was dropping mad mixtapes and everybody was dropping mad mixtapes. And then after a while, it just became ineffective. Mm-hmm. Like, if you dropped the mix, like you had to do something different. And I think it's going to be the same thing with just this mysterious wave in music. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to keep hiding and I'm just not going to look for you. It's like, I don't want to know nothing about you anyway. Like, so that part is like a little frustrating, especially for me, I guess, too, as being in the industry, being more on the reporting side and the journalist side where we thrive off of information. And it's like, wow, there's just no information.
That's true.
But, you know, that's just a personal thing. But the division joint so far, you know, it's cool. It reminds me, like I said, of Maxwell. Like, it's a dope vibe. I had to hit up Imani and Joe Budden to get their take on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the new council. But Joe ain't get back yet. But me and Imani kind of agree. Like, it's dope. And
Joe's going to be like, it's not Chicks Tape 3.
Yeah, it's not Chicks Tape 3. It's not coming out. Rotation.
Shout out to Joe.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Joe Budden. And we have an announcement.
Yeah.
I think we should get to it. There's really no easy way to say it, so pardon if that was an awkward transition. But, you know, a lot of you guys have been asking about the show and, you know, what's going on. We missed about 2 weeks without an episode. And it's been like that the last couple of months, like there'll be gaps. And so you can blame me. Kristen actually runs the RLS a podcast Twitter, so she sees the brunt of
this.
Yeah,
but there's no blame, so don't even, you know.
Nah, but, you know, you guys definitely blame me for it. So what we're here to announce today is that this will be the last Red Light Special. And you might ask why. You know, when we started the show, like, we ain't have no idea. I know I didn't. I don't know if Chris did. I didn't know what it was going to become.
I was more new to this than you were.
But I had never did a podcast before, and especially, like, R&B, and then we're here on loudspeakers. And, you know, they have so many great shows and, like, veterans, like a guy like Reggie, you know, the Combat Jack show.
Mm-hmm.
And Tax Known was like taking off at that time, and
Brilliant
The
Idiots.
Read and Brilliant Idiots, and it was like really like the Def Jam of podcast. So I didn't have any idea what to expect. I guess we didn't have any idea what to expect. And you know, you guys just embraced us with like open arms, and it was super cool to like develop this fan base that we had and that we have. But it was a lot of work. It was like a ton of work, and you know, life changed, at least for me, pretty fast. And I know that I was over at MTV when I started. I moved over to Genius. Like, responsibilities changed, schedules changed, you know, everything just changed. And you know, it was hard to pull the show together in terms of booking guests, writing formats, you know, coming up with questions, like interesting topics when we didn't have a guest, but we try to get a guest for you guys like every week. Sometimes a guest would cancel. Shout out to T-Pain. Twice.
Don't do that.
Should have said that in order to. Nah, it's all good. Pain, shout out to Pain, man. Pain is like one of my favorite artists
always
ever.
Love.
You know, we'd be like working on like big things, like, and it just wouldn't pan out and, you know, things of that nature. So, you know, it's crazy. It's really hard to consistently put a show together. And me personally, I felt like I was at a point where I wasn't giving it all that I should have and all that I can. And okay, so do you keep doing a show that you feel like can always be better, that you're not giving your all? Or, you know, do you pull the plug? So I called Kristen. Me and Kristen spoke, couple of weeks ago, And, you know, I just told her, Kristen was the first person that I told that, you know, I just couldn't do it anymore. Like, I didn't have, like, the energy. And to really make this show what it is. And, you know, we did a couple of episodes after that, but we're here now. And, you know, I just want to say, first of all, to Chris, like, you've been an amazing host, you know, alongside with me. I couldn't imagine doing the show without you, you know. And, you know, I think the bond that we, you know, grew together and then with the audience, like, outside is, like, you guys who are listening are really, like, part of our family. Like, we come to know you guys, like, in real life. Like, we met Jess, you know, a.k.a. Mo Bigger. Like, I wouldn't have known who Mo Bigger was. Like, Randy B., you know, like...
Randy B.
Like a real friend. Like, you know, Jamie over at This Is R&B, we didn't know him prior to this show. Shan Glennon, Big Driz for Shiz. Like, you know...
Yo, Dre.
Like,
Dre
is the man.
And I don't even know you, Dre. Like, I know you're listening because you listen every week and you share us every week. I know you're listening. And it's people like you who just... Like, I don't even have a face to your name. You know what I mean? But it's like... There's a connection there and there's a support, you know, like you were saying, without the listeners, without everyone who goes to iTunes and rates us and reviews us, you know, to go back in there and read all of those things that we didn't ask you guys to go and do, you know, all the comments on SoundCloud. Sometimes I get on there on the actual laptop because you can't see it on the mobile. Yeah. And I see like what everyone's saying and, you know, it's every bit more reason to just keep going and to kind of, you know, keep growing and trying to give a better show every single time. And, you know, like you said, the momentum of the show has kind of taken a little bit of a dip in the last couple of weeks. So I do feel, you know, if it was up to me, hey, we'd have Red Light Special forever, but I feel like we could still put a cap on something great, you know, while it still is great.
Right. And, you know, again, I just want to thank you. Like, I couldn't imagine doing it with nobody else. I mean, you know, even like our Apple in-store was like crazy. Like, you guys like filled the Apple store and lined up, like sold out seats to hear Biggie Smalls speak. Like, it was crazy, man. Like, I remember coming out the room, right? We came out the green room and Sway was the host. And they were like, hey, we were just like bullshitting in the green room. And it was like, hey, do you guys want to come out? You know, there's a line of people out waiting. And I was like, oh, to see Sway? I just assumed they were there. Because, you know, Sway's a big homie. Like, I booked him. I was like, man, let's get Sway to host it. Because he got the juice. To see Sway, they was like, nah, to see y'all. And Sway came out and left. And there was still, like, a line of people there, like, waiting to see us. And
top five most awkward moments in my life.
Yeah.
Great. But awkward.
Nah, it was great. If I look, man, if I was somebody dead, I might have cried that night. I just wouldn't want y'all to see it.
And I gotta thank you, Rob. Like, at the end of the day, you know, you give me a lot of thanks and stuff, but you know, you are the one who created this podcast. You came up with the idea. You gave me the consideration of being your co-host. And like you said, the people that we've met, Jess, I love Jess. Everybody else, I mean, even doing that Apple event with Sway, it's been a journey. And like, I honestly would not take back one single moment of it.
Right.
So much good has come from it. And I feel like we have built like a family. So to those of you who I don't know personally, to those of you who I've never even met, this doesn't mean that you can't still keep in contact, reach out. And, you know, keep up with what Rob and I do separately, so.
Right, for sure. And, you know, and I'm sorry for anybody. Like, I do feel like, you know what I'm saying, I may have let you down, you know, in the past couple of weeks. You know, there's a part of me that feels like I let the listeners down a bit. The hardest part, I think, was, like, coming to the decision that, like, all right, I can't do this anymore. And then people still come up to us in the street. I know they were still coming up to me, like, yo, man, I still listen to RLS, da-da-da. And in my heart, like, and in my head, like, I knew what was coming, and it was like, fuck.
Yeah, and apologies to any of the emails that I haven't gotten back to. It's just, until we announced it on here, I don't feel like, I didn't feel like it was the proper time to reply and kind of, you know, say, hey, we're not doing this, you know, it's not going to be no more RLS. Like, so, you know, from here on out, I promise to get back to absolutely everyone who's emailed. I know some of you are sending in some music just to hear. You know, we don't play music on the show. Some of you always email and just say, hey, if you can, take a listen to this. Trust me, both Rob and I definitely do. And again, we appreciate everybody who's even the relationship advice segments. Yeah, everybody who's always emailed us your troubles and your relationship BS. Yeah, we appreciate
the craziest
you.
One was, what was that? Who Wilson. Got married? Like, they were like, yo, she's not going to take my last name. I don't know if I could marry her.
Mm-hmm.
And then like 3 weeks later, it was like, yo, we got married.
Yeah.
Like, yo, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well,
that was awesome.
What was your favorite episode? Like, if you look back on it, damn, this sounds so bad.
That's hard. Also, I want to shout out Velis, right?
Yeah.
Only because that's the only episode that we've done on RLS that was taken down. And we explained, you know, the following, well, when it was taken down.
Did we explain why? Because we were playing music in it.
Yeah, we played so we got to take certain, a certain song and got taken down.
That didn't even make the dude's album.
But we didn't want to go through the trouble of
it wasn't Velis' song. It was a song that Velis produced.
Mm-hmm, right.
For somebody and didn't make his album.
Yeah.
All day. Yeah. So
I know that episode's never up. Like, people always say, like, where's episode 3? That's the episode, like, there's an episode missing. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, it was a great episode, but shout out to Velis. But I want to say my favorite episode. Can I choose, like, 3?
Yeah, you're going to choose 3 anyway.
Yeah, I am.
She asked me, but she was like, it's really like, I'm going to choose 3 because I can't choose 1.
Off the top of my head, I want to say Rico Love.
Wow, that was a good episode.
Salam Remy.
Salam was dope.
I loved Salam's backstories, like, yeah, especially the Amy talk. Yeah. I love Rico Love, Salam Remy. I said 3, right?
Yeah.
I might have to say Eric Bellinger. Between Eric and Yaeli, here's why. Because Eric is doing his thing and everything he puts out is so solid and his personality is great and we had so many laughs. Great conversation, both as a singer and songwriter. But Yaeli, I feel like he's next up.
Yo, I think Yaeli is going to have such a moment. It's crazy. Me and Chris Morrow were talking about this. So Chris Morrow, who runs the Loud Speakers Network with Reggie Osei with Combat Jack. You know, when I called Chris and told him how I was feeling, man, Loudspeakers definitely supported and gave us so much support. And he was like, yo, I feel like you guys were, like, part of the reason why. I mean, because, listen, if we're being honest, there's podcasts out there that do way bigger numbers than us. But that wasn't the goal. You know what I'm saying? And that wasn't always, like, the mission. So he was like, yo, the reason, he was like, the thing that made y'all great and makes y'all great also why people are catching on slowly, like it wasn't like a big explosion, you know, traffic wise, is he was like, because y'all was always like up on what was next. And like, because look, we got Bryson before anybody.
Yeah. Bryson, you know, was a huge episode.
We got Tory pretty early, like, and Yaeli, I think, isn't, you know, we got Eric Bellinger, like, on his rise. We had Jake and Pop. Like, I think Jake and Pop is going to have a bright, bright, bright future.
We got Jake and Pop before they dropped Sexual Warfare.
Yeah.
So, and they got new music coming on the way, so.
Jake and Pop is going to be big. Like, Eric Bellinger is going to be big. I think Yaeli got, like, a promising future. I think he's going to catch such a wave. It's going to be crazy.
What's crazy is he was talking about this on the episode, is half of the songs that are on his SoundCloud now are re-releases from, you know, songs that he had up like 4 years ago and he just threw them back up. And he really, he's selective too. Like, he's very selective, and especially with who he's working with now, because he's so focused on coming out himself. And I think that's the smartest thing he could do right now, because he's got a wave, and if he really runs with it, you know, there's really no telling like how far he can go. But he's super, super dope.
Nah, for real. You know,
that Ring 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 record.
He's gonna get the wave. I got to shout out Mac Wiles. That might be my favorite, just because we ain't have nothing to go on but like an idea to argue Boys to Men. Like when I hit Mac up, like, yo, we're gonna do this podcast, we're gonna argue about Boys to Men versus Jodeci, he was like, yo, I'm in, like, tell me where. Like, it wasn't even a question. So for Mac to be there for that first episode was crazy, and it was funny, man. Like, I don't think I laughed so hard.
And that debate carried on for like every episode.
Watch this, Daisy. Boys to Men or Jodeci?
Oh man. Should I start that?
Yeah.
Boys to Men.
Wait, because, and look, I'm not even, I didn't say nothing to her. I didn't even look at her.
So let me ask you a question then.
Oh, my bad. I'm supposed to be on Rob's side.
No, it's all good. No, my answer.
No, don't bring Daisy into this.
Listen, man.
I
want
to get involved.
Listen, hold on.
Let me turn it off.
So if a man came to you, right, and was like, baby.
He did it.
I know you was out there cheating with that other fella all night. I knew about it. I just didn't care. Come back to me, please. Like, you would respect that?
Oh, my God.
This is the type of guy you want in your life? Yo, are you on Snapchat?
I am snapping this.
I was hoping to get you a little simping, but...
I'll do it again. Look, you right. For the snap one time.
A little deeper.
A little deeper.
You ready?
All right. I'll do this for the snap.
I don't really got a super deep voice. You ready?
Go.
Baby, I knew you was out there that night with that other fella. I just didn't care. Yo, man.
Oh, my God. This snap is going to be deleted by the time you guys hear this episode. But
no, but you like Boys to Men.
Yes. Better.
Amazing. Look, I ain't mad. They're both like legendary groups. That was an ongoing joke throughout the whole podcast, but... You know, I like debating the veteran groups like that. I don't like the new debates, like Tory Lanez versus Bryson Tiller, because
right. Yeah.
We spoke about this before, because they both, I think, have dope careers, and I don't want to cut any of them down. But Boys to Men is always going to be Boys to Men, no matter what I say or the jokes that I'm making. Jodeci is always going to be Jodeci, so it's all in fun. But, yeah, it's Jodeci, though.
You know what? Let's just leave it at that. Don't leave that debate. But definitely shout out to Mac Wiles, because that was a super fun episode. And like you said, we didn't know what to expect. We kind of just came in the studio that day, and it was like, all right, got a couple pointers. Let's just go with it. Have fun. And that's exactly what we did. So.
And I spoke to the homie, too. He got some Mac about to be out of here, too. Like, you thought Mac was famous now. Woo!
And but he meshes the acting and the singing so well, so the music.
It's about to be crazy. But yeah, so Mac Wiles was a personal favorite. Rico Love, because I still think Turn the Lights On is such a dope album. And I think Rico was the most honest with us. The fact that Rico got up in here and the whole thing, or a big portion of the album, was about his child's mother and them breaking up and him going somewhere else and then coming back. And I was like, well, how does she react to this? And he was like, well, I haven't spoken to her about it yet. She heard the album like everybody else. So he was going home, and he was like, I know I'm going to get her reaction. So there was probably things on that album that she might have heard for the first time. Like, this is not just entertainment. That's his life. You know what I'm saying? For him to get up here and talk about that, it is real.
Like an open diary.
So shout out to Rico. And then Bryson, man. I was so upset that you missed the Bryson.
Yeah.
For good reason.
Trust me, I was too.
But... You know, that Bryson interview was special. That was like our biggest.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Like by far. Was it not? Like, it might be like a quarter of a million. Nah, for real. Like,
I don't know. I honestly haven't checked since it went past like 200,000.
Yeah, let's look up this Bryson. And don't let it fool you. You know, Bryson done did a couple of interviews. You know what I'm saying? Like he's supposed to. But. You know who had it first. Just saying.
Just saying.
Nah, let me look that up one time. Oh, this is crazy. What about you, Daisy? Daisy, do you listen?
Yes, I do. I was actually going to say Rico Love, though. That's the funny thing, because I learned so much about him that I didn't, like, know. So for me, when I was listening, so I was like, oh, wow, I didn't even know he worked on that. Like,
Yeah. That's the key to the Rico Love episode.
Whoa. That's what I learned about him, so.
Yeah.
Oh, man, BJ the Chicago Kid. I can't pick.
That's what I said.
Monica.
Oh, my God, wait. Like how that. Did I even forget?
Monica, yeah.
Yeah, Bryson's at 225.
225,000.
That's good. Force MDs, yo. We had the Force MDs. I'm sorry. Like, 6-year-old Rob was like.
Bought the vinyl and everything.
Yeah, I bought the record. They signed the record. So, I mean, we had some good times up here. For sure. But,
some great times.
Yeah. It's just some people I want to shout out real quick. I don't want to be stereotypical. But, just some people I want to thank. Definitely Chris Morrow and Reggie from Loudspeakers for even taking a chance. Charlemagne too. Charlemagne, because I didn't quite know, like, it started happening so fast. I hit Charlemagne. I'm like, yo, what's up with them Loudspeakers, man? It's cool over there. He was like, nah, bro, it's cool over here. So Charlemagne definitely made the transition.
I remember that conversation.
Super easy. Shout to Samir for holding us down every week. Shout to Lee. Shout out to Scotty over in the engine room.
Shout out to Avian.
Avian for sure. And we still can't shout out our mixer, the person who actually mixes it and makes it sound right, because they do not want to be named.
Yeah. But we got a lot of love for you. A lot of love for you.
You are amazing. They are dope. I'm not even using, like, gender specific.
I know. I'm being careful with what I say too.
But. Shout out to Fan Bros for having me on. They had me on with Damian Scott to talk about, like, some comic book nerd shit. And we definitely got to plug
our... shout out to Ben Amin as well.
Ben Amin, for real. Shout out to Tack Stone. I don't know if people knew this, but we recorded, like, at the same time as Tack Stone. So we'd be in the studio mad nights in here together and all the wildness.
I used to come out to a Duce shot and Tack Stone telling me, I don't even know why I called him Tack Stone, Tack telling me how good my hair smells. So I'm going to miss that.
There you go. Shout out to Joe Button, Marissa and Rory, man.
The crazy bunch.
Yeah, kind of just sparked the idea for me to even, like, get involved with the podcast just by having me on as a guest repeatedly. And then they had us both on a couple episodes ago, so... Much love to you guys. Jess, Mo Bigga, of course. Dre is my homie from, like, back in the day, like, in real life. But Dre, a.k.a. Big Driz for Shiz on Twitter.
Big Driz for Shiz. I love that name. I'm sorry.
Randy B. What's Randy B? It's music and tech.
Tech and music fan.
Tech and music fan. At tech and music fan. Follow Randy B. He is, one, a dope photographer and just a dope person. Nothing but, like, positivity. Comes from this guy, Jamie at This Is R&B, Biscuit for holding us down every week, Noah from Boy Wonder's site, and he does a whole bunch of other stuff, always holding us down, Jake and Pop, Sway, Nikki G, and just like any artist that ever rocked out with us, every label person that, you know, just dealt with my repeated emails and phone calls and, you know, even the artists that we didn't book, man, like, you know, we couldn't have done this without the record labels too and all the management and stuff, like, helping to really coordinate this.
I don't want to leave out On Smash.
Oh, yeah.
On Smash shows a lot of love. Very dope website and blog. And Village Voice.
Oh, man. Shout out to Chris Harris, yes, and Hillary over at the Village Voice for doing that article on us.
And Marina, definitely. You mentioned Nikki. I want to shout out Marina, too. Put up a lot of articles of our episodes on Sway's site. Shout out to Sway.
Yeah. And Taylor, too. Taylor over at Sway's site looks out also, man. Like, really dope dude.
Katie works at the Apple store as well with Randy and helped out a lot during our Apple event.
Pablo too, the life of Pablo.
And I became friends with her. It's like, I'm telling you, like, this podcast really has just put a lot of great people in both of our paths, and I'm grateful for that.
Right. Shout out to Daisy. Our last guest was Daisy. Give it up for Daisy. Daisy, you want to say something?
Thanks for having me. This is very hard.
Take my money. My house and my... Not going to sing now?
No. Rob's always singing on the podcast.
You ain't never sing on the show. I sing all the time.
No. My singing's too good to sing on the show. Oh. I'm so fronting right now. You don't want to hear me sing.
Listen, sometimes you just feel it. But I don't know. That's it. I guess there's nothing left to say.
Yeah.
Except,
it's bittersweet.
It definitely is bittersweet. It's definitely just kind of just bitter. It's like a little bit of sweet. But for the last time, we're going to take us out, right? With Jake and Pop?
Yeah, it's only right.
It's Jake and Pop of Starless. Downloaded off that Sexual Warfare album, man. It's a really dope album. It was a really dope artist. And, you know, when you see us out in the street, say what's up.
Love you guys. I love you all so much, for real.
Love y'all for real. This has been the Red Light Special. Peace.